The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
We're back, folks. We've got Jeff in Chicago on the line, and the we're talking about the failure of the Ryan Care bill on Friday. And the now there's a hot headline here, Jeff, today from Breitbart. Boy, Breitbart is in this up to their eyeballs. They have an article out today. Reince Priebus, this is actually at the top of their page right now. Reince Priebus defends Paul Ryan amid failure. And White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus has publicly defended his years-long friend, House Speaker Paul Ryan, and fellow Wisconsinite, by the way, House Speaker Paul Ryan, amid Ryan's failure on health care. And Priebus is saying, no, Trump does not want Ryan out. This really gets interesting. Remember, here's the sequence of events. Yesterday, Donald Trump put out a tweet to almost 30 million people that was carried everywhere saying, listen to Jeanine Pirro tonight, 9 p.m. Now, it does appear that Donald Trump was not aware that Pirro was going to ask for the resignation of Ryan. And he may have wanted people to listen to her show for another reason, which is that she was promoting in her promotions for the show that she would have on new information about the surveillance, the felonious revelation of surveillance of Donald Trump and his staff. But in any event, then Jeanine Pirro, so everybody did tune in as the president suggested, and they all heard Jeanine Pirro, as you heard, so furiously demand Paul Ryan resign. And then and here's Breitbart writing, Pirro's call for Ryan's resignation came after President Trump tweeted earlier on Saturday that Americans should tune into Pirro's program Saturday night. Pirro noted in her call for Ryan to resign that she did not talk to the president about it, but it is unclear if the president knew about it. Further in this article, there's some juicy stuff down here. This is one heck of a fight that's brewing here. Breitbart writes, but blaming the Freedom Caucus is not even close to the whole story. In fact, senior House GOP sources in non-Freedom Caucus offices tell Breitbart News that the vote, if it would have appeared, would have happened, would have lost more moderates than Freedom Caucus members. And there's a long list of congressmen who were not going to vote for it. And in fact, several senior House GOP aides and House GOP members in both Freedom Caucus and non-Freedom Caucus offices confirmed to Breitbart News that had the bill gone to the House floor for a vote, there may have been as many as 100 House Republicans voting against it. Now let that sink in, folks. This emphasizes the failure of Paul Ryan. As many as 100 House Republicans thought that Ryan Care stinks. Now, part of the reason Ryan urged Trump to call off the vote, several House GOP leadership sources close to the speaker tell Breitbart News, is because Ryan, now get this, let this sink in, Ryan did not want the president to know what people like Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, and Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, have been saying all along was true. The bill did not have much support. inside the Republican conference in the House. Senator Paul even said in an interview with Breitbart News that Speaker Ryan, get this, was deliberately misleading the president on this front. A floor vote would have demonstrated that fact, since more moderates, again, as many as 100 Republicans were prepared to vote against the bill, would have voted against it than House Freedom Caucus members. So, folks, this is Breitbart swinging with both fists at Paul Ryan, and really calling him a complete and utter incompetent, and at best, for setting Donald Trump up with such an abject failure. And Jeanine Pirro said it exactly correctly. It's Paul Ryan's job to know, first of all, Trump entrusted him with writing the bill, which, by the way, get this, Paul Ryan kept it in secret in the basement of the House. It was secret. Even members of the House were not allowed to see the bill until the last minute. This is crazy.
And that was the same madness that happened with Obamacare, where the congressmen were urged to vote for it. I think it was something like 1,600 pages long. Even with a big staff of the congressmen couldn't get it adequately read and analyzed. They're just told, well, trust us, vote on this. That's just not proper. That's not the way to go. That's one of the reasons for the rebellion against Washington, that it's not working. And it sounds as though the best you can say about Paul Ryan is that it was more of the same, or it's the gang that couldn't count straight. And that's the best. If it's not outright treachery, which is what seems to be what Breitbart is suggesting.
Go ahead, George.
It's Jeff.
Hang on, Jeff. Let me just throw this on what Paul was saying.
Okay.
Let's look at our function, folks, here in this show, in our audience, things that we can do. I think a useful thing that needs to happen is folks like Jeanine Pirro building the fire under Paul Ryan so that Donald Trump gets the message. We forget about insisting that Trump get rid of Ryan. We want Ryan gone. And Trump, I think it'll be easier for Trump to respond to that. If there's a big fire built under Ryan, you got to go. And the chant goes out across the nation, Ryan's got to go. That is something we can do right here in this radio audience. And here's the other thing I want you to consider is this. We may have just dodged a bullet, because it's what I just read, that as many as 100 Republicans elected by you people out there to do your bidding, they were going to vote against this. It was that bad. It was, as Steve Bannon said in the other, I'm trying to put the pieces together here, not very articulately. Steve Bannon was making the point, this thing was written by the insurance industry. Thank you very much, Paul Ryan. It wasn't built, it wasn't written for the working man, and that's what Donald Trump is all about. That's what his whole campaign was about. The forgotten American. These are the people who hadn't been voting in a long time, who came out and voted, who'd given up on this corrupt system, who came out and voted for Donald Trump. These people, Donald Trump, he's the working man's billionaire, wants the premiums cut for the working man, for the middle class American. Of course, that's us. And Paul Ryan betrayed him on this. So we may have dodged a bullet, because imagine this. Had Donald Trump, through his powerful influence, he trusted Paul Ryan. He put his name and he put his political resources behind pushing for this thing, trusting Ryan. And imagine if Trump, through his magnetism, his personal power, had managed to get get this bill voted through. We would have all woken up on Monday morning to find out that Ryan had pushed through a catastrophe written by the insurance industry, so that now the American people, working class America, instead of blaming Obama for Obamacare, they'd be blaming wrongly, but they would be blaming Trump for Ryan Care, which apparently is, well, now I'll throw one more piece into the picture here. On March 10th, New York Magazine wrote an article entitled, this is before all this happened. New York Magazine wrote an article that said, Breitbart may have just killed Trump Care. Now, they use the term Trump Care because they're hostile, but they mean Ryan Care. Bright may have just killed Trump Care. This was written on March 10th. This is a couple of weeks ago. And they're referring to an articles in Breitbart were referring to Ryan Care as Obamacare 2.0. And Breitbart wrote, Obamacare 2.0, in their headline, is all but guaranteed to impose crushing costs on voters to hurt Trump's base and hand power back to the Democrats. That was written before March 10th, in that week, by Breitbart. And this liberal in the New York Magazine correctly observed, Breitbart may have just killed Ryan Care. So, folks, let's be thankful for this. This may be a behind-the-scenes victory for Steve Bannon, who is a good guy, in dethroning Paul Ryan, which is just a political fact of life that Donald Trump had to deal with coming into office. So this may be a tremendous changing of the guard, Paul and George, and not a catastrophe at all.
Hold on. Count me among those who think that I think Donald Trump went behind the scenes and said, do I have a chance to get rid of the biggest traitor in the entire political spectrum? Let's do it. I think that, and bring on my critics. Tell me I'm full of poo.
Well, I agree with you, George.
I won't be saying that.
Paul Ryan's a Trojan horse. He's got to go. And what I don't understand about this, I call him Eddie Munster. The Republicans had a mandate with the election. Trump is trying to follow through on his promises. When's the last time a president did that? Even Ronald Reagan. Ryan seems to be intent on subverting Trump's agenda. He's being coy about it, but he's not. He doesn't make sense to me. He's got almost 40-seat majority in the House. We have a majority in the Senate, and we could actually win 10 or 12 more seats in 18. And he seems like he's going out of the way to impede President Trump.
Yes.
He's got to
go. in the most devious way possible, which is by pretending to be your friend.
Right. While he's stabbing you in the back.
Right, he can do more damage from the inside as a feigned friend than he could do as an honest opponent.
Well, we got to thank God for the Freedom Caucus because those guys held their ground, and we're going to be even more thankful down the road because this bill that they pulled was going to be, like you said earlier, a catastrophe for the 2018
election.
Right,
and this wasn't exactly. So Donald Trump. Folks, going forward, Donald Trump now has, he's cleared this piece of garbage, Ryan Care, that's gone. So they're going to go back and start over again. So some weeks from now, weeks or months from now, this will be done correctly. And this big majority of Republicans in the House no secret garbage down in the basement led by Paul Ryan. They will all get together and they will craft a revision of American health care that makes sense for exactly what Trump wanted for the American working man and woman, something that will lower their premiums and improve their health care.
Well, that's another thing about him holding this thing secret in the basement under lock and key. Do we forget Nancy Pelosi saying 8 years ago, we got to pass the bill to know what's in it? That had to be the dumbest thing I'd ever heard. And Paul Ryan is doing the same thing. We had done the same thing with this. Why doesn't he convene a special panel of Republicans, maybe even throw in a token Democrat or two and some private sector people and say, okay, come up with a plan here in 3 months or 4 months or whatever. He didn't do any of that.
All of them. Put every Republican elected by patriots across the country, elected by the same people that elected Donald Trump, on the same day, by the way, every single one of those congressmen was voted for on the same day that Donald Trump was voted for, on the same ballot, by the same people.
Right.
Because every one of them was on the ballot with Donald Trump. So get them all together and, you know, bring in some hamburgers and, you know, some food and tell them, you know, we're going to sit here until we're going to stay here as long as we need to. Bring in whatever experts we need. One of the points made about RyanCare, get this, not one single person testified or offered testimony to any congressional committee about RyanCare. Not one single expert testified.
Right.
The bill was in secret in a basement of the House.
They need input from a cross-section of people they know are sincerely want to fix this problem. When you have input from a variety of sources, then you get a consensus, and then that consensus will be unstoppable against the demon rat.
And one of those people that should be talked to, of course, is Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham and other people like that. But Ann Coulter, I mentioned her name simply to say this. Ann Coulter, in her great column that we read here on this show, she made the point, hey, what's going on here? What's wrong? What's wrong with this picture? America has solved all the problems of life. Feeding people, housing people, transporting people, educating people. We've solved every problem in America better than any nation ever in the history of the universe. Now, what's different about medicine? Why can't we make medicine work in America as we have made everything else work? And Ann Coulter simply saying, of course we can do this, and we'll simply apply the principles that make us able to provide all these other needs in life better than any nation has ever done this, and apply those same principles, which all those Republican congressmen know, you know, they understand this. So this is not an impossible problem. We have good doctors, great hospitals, the best in the world. We have people, of course, who need medical care. So we just solve this problem. How do we deliver it to them? And of course, Ann Coulter would say, let's use the free market, use competition, use the things that make our food the cheapest in the world, make our housing the best in the world, make our transportation system, you know, the best in the world. We'll solve this problem. We solved all the other problems. And the Republicans come out with something that will be obviously and easily way better than Obamacare. And then it will pass handily. There will be some Democrats like Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who's a Democrat from right here, my state, North Dakota. She would probably vote for such a thing because she knows North Dakota is overwhelmingly Republican, overwhelmingly white. And if she were to vote against a good bill, she'd be tossed out. Hard to be a Democrat in office in North Dakota. There are other Democrats like that who would vote for a good populist program.
Especially ones that might be facing re-election 2 years, a year and a half from now,
right? Like Heidi Heitkamp. That's right.
And the snowflakes saying, "Oh, well, people with pre-existing conditions won't, you know, be able to get insurance." Well, not exactly. With people with pre-existing conditions, separate them out. Okay, cut them out. Put them in a Medicaid program, and they'll eventually get treatment. In fact, yeah, it'll be in 6 months. They'll get treatment like in Canada.
They are not
entitled to let their house burn down and then go get house insurance. They're not entitled to that.
Exactly. Jeff, just to back way up and look at the forest and not look at any particular tree, what the Republicans have wide open, ready for this, is not a hard thing, is available for them. The Obamacare is communist care. Obama is a communist. And the reason he's so attached to Obamacare is it's his crowning communist achievement of transforming medical care, which is a huge part of our lives, into a giant communist control system with their hands around the throat of every American as to their health. That's why Obama is so... All that has to be done is replace this communist system with something American, an Americanist system. And just have the broad nature of something being something American so that we Americans are not now controlled by a, what did Bannon call it? I've forgotten the term, but it's something, the administrative state, maybe? I think is what he called it.
Probably.
We got a break here. I think we hear a break.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yes, we do. We got a break coming. So, Jeff, thank you. We're going to go to our other callers right after this break. Stay tuned. Stay tuned, folks. Bye, Jeff.
You to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance, whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast. PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And I will be rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. A chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of
we're back,
free
folks.
Life behind
just
the
adjusting
town.
My volume here.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to our other callers that I'm keeping waiting. I apologize. But let me just to wrap up what we were just talking about a little bit, to put a ribbon on it. The current lead article on Breitbart is an earthquake, folks. I was reading it during the break there, and they are really throwing the gauntlet down. I'll tell you, they're challenging Paul Ryan. They're challenging Reince Priebus. You call him, what do you call him, George?
Reince Krispies.
Reince Krispies, yeah. They're challenging Reince Priebus, who today, he was on an interview with Chris Wallace. He's defending Paul Ryan vehemently, and he's defending himself. And he's saying that neither of them, Ryan nor Priebus, is in any trouble with Donald Trump. Now, this is getting interesting, folks. Priebus, it turns out in this Breitbart article, it says that Priebus urged Donald Trump to put out a tweet. He pushed Donald Trump to put out a tweet, which is very inaccurate, a very inaccurate tweet. But you might as well consider this as coming from Reince Priebus. Here's the tweet. Donald Trump put out the tweet today, this morning. Democrats are smiling in D.C. that the Freedom Caucus, with the help of Club for Growth and Heritage, have saved Planned Parenthood and Obamacare. Now, Breitbart calls Priebus on this. Priebus is misleading Trump, and so is Ryan. These guys are traitors. Because it turns out, and now Breitbart's pointing out the fact, and we're usefully on this show, we're putting the word out here. This is good. I feel good about this. It turns out that the Freedom Caucus, yes, they thought that Ryan Care sucked. But it turns out that on Friday, Paul Ryan faced as many as 100 Republicans, most of the moderates, who they also thought it sucked and were not going to vote for it. And Ryan is concealing this from Donald Trump, and so is Priebus, and they're telling the president falsely that it was the half of the Freedom Caucus, about less than 20 congressmen, who they're to blame for the failure of Ryan's miserable program that nobody liked, including, by the way, the American people. All of the polling on Ryan Care indicates the American people hate it, don't like it, what they know of it. And here's what Breitbart writes today. In fact, the House Freedom Caucus members stood with Trump when most establishment Republicans, at Ryan's urging, dropped him in October in the throes of the campaign. Remember that, folks? Paul Ryan was out there telling people, along with Mitt Romney, get away from dump Trump. Ryan was one of the leaders in that movement. What do they call themselves? Never Trump. He was a never Trumper. Representative Mark Meadows, Republican of North Carolina, who is the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, who Reince Priebus is now trying to blame, was an ardent defender of Trump in the campaign. We got a little bit of break here, and I promise we will get to the callers right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good?
And of course, Donald Trump's answer agrees with that of Merle Haggard at the end of this song. Merle Haggard says, no, the good times ain't over for good. And,
hardly. Hey, James, we have a record. We have five people in line.
Oh, okay. Let me go take a look at that line. I was aware of Mitzi in Florida, who I want to go to next, followed by Bill in Wisconsin. And then I want to go to Ramsey in Canada and Patricia in Florida and Thomas in Utah. So let me get busy here. Well, that's a lot of people. Let's start. Go to Mitzi in Florida. Mitzi, thank you for waiting so long.
Okay, James, great show. Can you hear me?
Thank you, Mitzi. Yes.
Really great show. I love Judge Jean, and I listen to her every Saturday night. I do have some advice for our callers. You know, there's something we can do. We can all contact our local congressman and demand that they request that Paul Ryan resign as Speaker of
nice.
The House. Because he really needs to go. So send in postcards, email them, get all your friends to do it, because this is really divine intervention that this bill didn't pass. Next, the RNC, they're doing massive phone calls and letter writing to anybody who gave money to the Republican Party, and I did because I wanted Trump to win. And when they call or when you write down, you know why you don't want to give, which I have done, I said, I really am not a pro-Republican. I only gave because of Trump, because I really hate Ryan and McCain and Graham. They're all turncoats, and they did nothing to stop or halt the socialist Obama agenda. So you can tell them, you can even through the RNC tell them you won't support them unless they also advocate for the removal of Ryan. But I also wanted to tell you about this. I don't know if you saw this, but Rand Paul was on the O'Reilly Show, and Eric Bolling was filling in. And Bolling showed this clip of Rand Paul speaking to the Freedom Caucus. Maybe some of the listeners heard it. And he was speaking to them. He was in a black tie, you know, a tuxedo. And he gave each of them a copy of Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal. And he had one of his quotes. And he was very positive on the show, saying that, you know, the president has been listening to the Freedom Caucus people, and they think that they can really get a really good bill after this, something that the American people really want, and that, you know, that
Mitzi,
this
Mitzi,
is the...
Thank you for this. Let me... This is a beautiful scene that you're painting here. Rand Paul, speaking to the Freedom Caucus, hands out copies of Art of the Deal to those people?
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Go ahead.
Yes, I saw it too. We actually had a huge box filled with those books. There must have been 30 of them, and he stood up and handed them out one at a time.
Oh, best news of the show, Mitzi. Thank you.
Go on, Mitzi, please.
Well, I think that's, Rand Paul, has really shown that he's an ally, and he does, you know, have some influence, and he's been on Hannity, and he's been on Fox, and he's been very positive, and it is really, I think, a blessing in disguise, and I think that they can get a better bill. But I wanted to tell you something else that came up. Since we're invaded and Spanish is becoming rapidly the next language, it is, you know, all the shows, everything on the airlines, everything's in Spanish too, but Telesur is running this documentary about Bannon, and it's really to demonize him, but it's actually very compelling, and it's, Telesur has this, she's an American, but it's all translated into the Spanish underneath, and it's all about Bannon, his whole life, and, it's very compelling. If you're, you know, if you, and they really are accusing him of really being the brain power and the ideology behind the Trump administration. But it's very interesting, and Bannon is definitely a force. And so, and I think he's very aware that Ryan is a turncoat. Also, on RBN, they had an article last week, and I may still be on there. They rotate, and it said that Ryan, McCain, I can't remember who else, are all funded by Soros. And that was right on the RBN website. And Ryan is just really, I mean, he's just, he needs to go. And, you know, I actually told the Republican National Committee, they keep calling me because they want money. And I said, I can't support you as long as Ryan and Graham and McCain are in power, because they are not helping my president. You know, I didn't give you money because I love the Republican Party. You have let me down. You have not represented me. You're just as bad as the Democrats. So, you know, if you want money, you have to get these people. They have to either resign or leave, because they are not my party. I'm a Trumpster. I'm not a Republican. And so I mean, and so some of them said, oh, we hear this all the time. And that's it. I wanted to mention one other thing. You were talking about the crime. In the Florida legislature, there was a public records law going through the committees, and it was to protect murder witnesses for 2 years. Because in all communities, but especially Black communities, they won't come forward even if they know who committed the homicide or committed the rape. And in Black History Month, Black women, these documentaries, they're demanding more respect. They don't want to be called hoes and sluts, and they're tired of the offensive rap music. So the crime is even really worse on Black on Black than even on Black on White, and the crime is bad, but they want protection for witness protection for 2 years because Black community members will not come forward to report who committed the crime. And that's about all I have to say. Thanks. Great show.
Well, Mitzi, I want to thank you for that image of Rand Paul handing out copies of Art of the Deal to members of the Freedom Caucus. This is wonderful news. And here's the, the tremendous thing that's happening right before our eyes, another aspect of it. Breitbart, of course, is Stephen Bannon's he was the editor of Breitbart. So Breitbart is clearly is giving us the information from the inside. There is a battle going on between the nationalist populists. That's what Breitbart's calling themselves. That's what they're calling Bannon's wing. The nationalist populists are having a battle with the rhinos. And it looks like Reince is one of those rhinos. He's joined at the hip with Paul Ryan through years, and they point this out in their article. This is right in their lead article today at Breitbart. They are slamming Reince Priebus. They're slamming.
Yeah, join in with that, James. Yes, they're slamming him. And, chiefs of staff of the White House are like changing your underpants. I would be delighted if tomorrow morning we read about Reince Priebus throws in the towel. Is that a stain on Trump? I don't know. Depends on how you perceive it. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So now Trump is eyeball to eyeball with two heavy-duty traitors, and we're all watching closely.
Yeah, this is, and by the way, folks, and so what we can do, Mitzi, you're right, contact your congressman, let's get that, President Trump is communicating to us directly with his voice, with his rallies, with his tweets, and we need to find a way to communicate directly back to Donald Trump, contacting your congressman and saying, get rid of Ryan. That's a good way, because I get the impression here that Reince Priebus is isolating Donald Trump. He's lying to him. And an example is Donald Trump's tweet today saying that the Freedom Caucus, thank you, Freedom Caucus, for giving us more funding of Planned Parenthood. That's... there's a quote here. I got to find it. I'll find it. But in the Breitbart article, one of the congressmen says, hey, did Reince tell the president that the so-called defunding of Planned Parenthood in Ryan Care was a bait and switch? This is a U.S. congressman saying that Ryan had put a bait and switch into Ryan Care, whereby apparently something to the effect that Planned Parenthood was not going to be defunded. There was going to be a temporary diversion of funds, but Planned Parenthood was still going to be funded. And a U.S. congressman saying it was pure and simple bait and switch. So Donald Trump has been lied to by Paul Ryan. He wants Planned Parenthood defunded for their abortions. He's been lied to by Paul Ryan and now lied to by Reince Priebus, who was the instigator of this tweet from Donald Trump. And by the way, on the subject of tweets, I just realized right now, folks, I just found out. I was looking up what the president's tweets for today, so I went to his account that I've been following, where I said, pretty soon we're going to have 27 million followers. We were at 26.9. Well, it's growing faster than that. Today it's 27.1 million followers. Donald Trump has multiple Twitter accounts. So 27.1 million got that tweet, including the tweet, go listen to watch Jeanine Pirro. I'm looking now at another account I've never looked at. It's called Donald Trump POTUS, President of the United States, separate account. He's tweeting away to 16.3 million people. And I doubt that the two accounts overlap completely. So the total number of people who are followers of Donald Trump is 27.1 million plus a certain percentage of these 16.3 million, maybe half of them, or you know, say even a third of them. Donald Trump is clearly reaching about 35 million people with every tweet. Isn't that neat, Mitzi?
It is. It's great. And you're doing a great job, James. The show gets better and better every day. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Mitzi. It's only because of stuff like your information there that you just provided us. Okay, let's go to our next caller. And with apologies to the gentleman, we've got another lady on the line, so I'm going to go to Patricia in Florida, if Patricia is still there.
Oh, hi. Hi, Jamie. Thank you. This is a great show, and I always love your cheerfulness and upbeat manner. Through the discussion, some of my steam was taken off, but I wanted to say two things. One of the things that was in that bill was still the death panel. That was a major thing. Dr. Parker mentioned it this morning. The death panel was still in there, and that was one of the most horrible things, parts of it. And the other thing is, Donald Trump originally offered to get rid of Obamacare. We don't need another unconstitutional socialist medical program. Hopefully we won't get it. So that's basically all I want to say. Thank you.
Oh, Patricia? Patricia, don't leave us.
Yes.
Are you there? Yeah. First of all, thank you very much for your kind words. But I'd like to illustrate something that the Breitbart articles are pointing out, which is that at the grassroots, which is you, Patricia, America's grassroots patriots don't like Ryan Care. So on your network, the people that you're listening to, you're hearing people pointing out things like the item you mentioned that are really wrong with Ryan Care. So this was out there. Paul Ryan wasn't sharing this with the president, that not only is it unpopular with Republicans, I mean, Paul Ryan's job is to tell the president truthfully, okay, I have this many people who will support this bill, and this is what this bill really says. Be truthful with the president. He was concealing that had the vote taken place on Friday, he would have as many as 100 Republicans influenced, as you have been, Patricia, to pointing out, learning things contained in Ryan Care that were bad, that were lousy, were going to vote against it. And Paul Ryan and his joined-at-the-hip buddy, Reince Priebus, are blaming it all on the Freedom Caucus, a small, tiny group. Only half of the Freedom Caucus members were expected to vote for Ryan Care on Friday simply because the administration was pushing for it, and they were going to go along and bite their lips and vote for it. So we're talking about less than 20 congressmen who were going to vote against it from Freedom Caucus. They were going to lose more than 100. And Brian, because concealing that from the president, that's like a junior officer concealing from the general or the colonel what's actually going on in the battlefield, lying to the commander. Court martial, you're out. Go ahead, Patricia.
Great. Okay. And that will affect all of us. We're all the same age, by the way, just around 70, including Donald Trump. But that thing is real critical, and nobody realizes how evil that that death panel thing is. And it will kick into place, and they will decide who lives and who dies, how valuable we are to them.
Yes, and this amazing thing that came out in the Breitbart article today, and this has been going on. I was unaware of this. I'm a little bit behind the curve here. Breitbart
is
calling.
Dr. Parker's on just before you. Dr. Parker's on an hour before you come on. He's on for 3 hours on Republic Broadcasting. It's worth a listen. Okay.
Yes. Oh, yes. And there's so many great shows on RBN that I'm like the rest of you in the audience. I wish I could listen all day. And RBN has a great lineup of hosts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Patricia. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Boy, what an honor it is to have an audience like this. Paul, I've been on the microphone too long here. Your thoughts on some of these great callers?
Well, we've got a really good lineup of callers tonight, and I think we've really eviscerated Paul Ryan's betrayal. I don't think it's incompetence. When you've got a guy who can't count straight, bad news. And I think people who want to get legal reform, the repeal of Obamacare, and replace it with something that will be both cost efficient and fair, I think it's back to the drawing board.
Yes, and Janine Pirro said something very good about Ryan. I'll touch on that as soon as we come back, folks. We've got a bunch of callers here hanging on. Bill in Wisconsin, Ramsey in Canada, and Thomas in Utah. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon and softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We're back, folks, and we are headed into our final hour of the little bit more than an hour left of the American Freedom Party Report. All of this brought to you by the American Freedom Party, paid for by me and George and Marilyn and some of you out there in the audience. So much appreciated. We've got 8 years to go. If you can put a little something in an envelope and mail it to our mailing address, thank you. If you can do that, and some of you have, if you want to help this show out and our Monday through Friday shows from 9 to 10 Eastern time, 8 to 9 here in the Central time zone, mail it to James Kelso, that's me, at P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. And that will be most appreciated. We'll appeal, we'll make other funding appeals to you over the months and years to come. One is for the great book being written by Paul Fromm about the catastrophe befalling our white cousins in South Africa right now as we speak. Who knows what horrors have been visited upon our kinsmen today. It's a daily horror happening in South Africa. We're talking about crime against white people, Paul. My gosh, the statistics we cite for America are look good compared to those in South Africa.
Oh, that's true. And the individual stories of butchery get, you know, more horrific with each passing day. Over 70,000 whites are being murdered since power was handed over to the communists in 1994. And I'd like to point out that those are higher deaths than America sustained in the war in Vietnam. And America was then a country of almost 300 million people. Whites in South Africa are about 4.5 million. It's what has happened to our kith and kin is in the South Africa. It's outrageous.
Yes, and multiply, folks, any number you hear from South Africa as to crimes or other catastrophes befalling white folks in South Africa, multiply them by 50, because we 200 million white folks in America outnumber our 4 million or so South African cousins by a ratio of 50 to 1. So multiply 70,000 murders since when, Paul? 94?
94.
Since 94, 70,000 murders times 50 is 3.5 million. Imagine if 3.5 million white Americans had been murdered, in many cases, brutally murdered after torture. And I don't, it's so hideous, folks. When you read about, for instance, the farm murders in South Africa, we'll talk about that in just a second. We'll get to our callers. Stay tuned.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL, for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.